Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like.
Nexco, give it to you.
How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Biosonic sound experience.
Acura wins Daytona.
And that, that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it?
Nexco, give it to you.
Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Order now at Acura.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to the NS9 postgame show powered by Permane Brothers. I'm your host, Anthony DiNardo. With me, we got Tyler. Tyler, we're running it back, baby. Another back. Victory. Pirates are 3-0 to start the year.
You know what that means, right? More what are they on pace for?
An undefeated season. 162 still. Victories, baby.
162-0 still. First place Pirates.
I want to start off by saying this. Actually, before I start off by saying this, as you guys know, again, the Pirates won. When the Bucks win, you win. So go ahead, comment your hashtag raise it for your chance to win 2 Permane sandwiches. Again, all one word, hashtag raise it for your chance to win 2 Permane sandwiches because the Pirates won. This is what I want to say. You and I, 2 out of 3 post games this year. Mm-hmm. You and I, 2 victories this year. Yeah. You and I have never seen the Pirates trailing while doing a postgame show.
No.
That's all I got to say.
I mean, I'm not saying it's like a coincidence or anything, but like for some reason, people get sandwiches when you and I are on.
We're here for you guys.
We're here for the people. That's all.
This is why we're the favorite hosts. Screw Jim. Forget Neil. Doug. Sorry, Doug. You're catching strays today.
Well, poor Doug.
But no, this is like really exciting stuff. Honestly, listen. It's 3 games. We talked about overreactions, right? But has this not been the most fun, sloppiest baseball you've ever witnessed?
It looks like college baseball right now. Like, there are errors everywhere. There's some really bad at bats. There's a lot of big moments. This is what baseball's supposed to be, maybe without the errors.
Yes. Let's start. Let's just get into it. Jared Jones.
You talked about overreaction, didn't you?
I did.
Let's do that.
Oh, okay. So the greatest pitcher to ever exist isn't here yet. Paul Skeens made his debut in AAA. He's that guy. But the second greatest pitcher to ever exist, Jared Jones, did make his MLB debut today. Ty. Buddy.
Yes.
Wow.
Fantastic, phenomenal, electric, at times dominant. Like, what word do you want me to use there? Because he was as advertised today. Probably better than advertised, honestly.
That part. Now, I understand 3 earned runs were given up. Mm-hmm. What do we talk about for like the majority of this series so far? Well, the defense behind the pitcher wasn't that bad, maybe, right? Like, that's kind of what was going on today, too. 3 earned, but listen, he had 5 total base runners, 3 hits, 2 walks. There was sloppy defense behind him. Tyler, 10 strikeouts, 46% whiff rate.
Yeah.
He was electric. You said better than advertised? Absolutely.
Yeah, he really, I don't think you can ask for more from Jared Jones in general. And here's where the overreaction comes in, because now I'm thinking like this guy's like a legitimate number 2. A lot of the issues with Jared Jones did come up today, like him seeing a team another time through the order, going a little longer. We saw the velocity kind of tick off a little bit. He was sitting more 96, 97 later into the game. But he was still just getting swings and misses with that fastball. The cutter's just dynamite. Like, he was in the zone all day. Like, I don't know what more to say about him. I don't feel like he really got himself into trouble in like 3 ball counts. Everything that he showed today just looked really, 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 really good, man.
It really did. I want to say this. I think the issues that we think Jared Jones presents, right, which was going to hold him back this year, although, again, like he looked really good in spring. He looked really good today. He said he filled the zone. Only 2 walks. He was throwing a lot of strikes. Guys were swinging and missing. But I think that was the biggest thing as well today. Like, he was in command all day long. Like, I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was like the big game, the big moment, and he lived up to it. Like, a lot of guys buckle now. Like, it's a debut, and this is their first time under the big lights, although maybe we talk about the hitters not hitting well in Miami.
Yeah.
I guess it's not Marlins Stadium anymore, in Lone Depot, right? For him, maybe there's not a whole lot of pressure because it was just in Miami, so maybe that helped out. I don't know. But, like, he didn't succumb to that. I mean, he looked really, really good, and he lived up to it. And he was attacking everybody.
Yeah, like I mentioned before, he just didn't get himself into bad counts. He was ahead of a lot of guys. The velocity drop-off as the game went on, it's something he's just going to have to work on. Like, maybe you don't throw 100 in the first inning and taper off after that. Like, it worked today. It's fine. The stuff is fantastic. You can tell why he's the Pirates' number 3 prospect. He's a dude out there. Like, this guy's a major league pitcher. In some Correct. Capacity, he is a major league pitcher.
Correct. Absolutely. You see right now, like, the bottom floor is an electric reliever. But if he can sustain lasting through his outing, you also see how he can be a pretty solid rotation piece. And he showed that today. Like, 89 pitches he threw today, Damn. First time out.
That's the other thing, man. The efficiency. He was so efficient today. Like, really, he probably could have finished that inning there. And honestly, he might have been able to go one more at that point. Like, and if the defense treats him a little better, we might be talking about a 7 inning outing from him.
Right.
But he was just really efficient. Not much negative to say about his outing.
No. Makes a good point here. His ex-dog was definitely off the chart today also. He's got that. He has.
Yes,
it.
He does.
It's like just the quotes he had before the start. Just like listening to the dude, he seems to have that. You like that. I like that in my pitchers.
Yeah, and like you saw it from him whenever earlier in the game, the score was a little bit tighter. And there were some spots there where it could have gotten away from him, and he just buckled down. Like, those are the types of spots, the guy on first base, one out, where he's able to get a strikeout in a big spot there. That's what separates you from being a starter and a reliever. He was just able to really bear down today.
Yeah. That slider, like I said, he was basically fastball slider. Now, the Marlins, and also like the Marlins lineup, not the most desirable major league lineup that you want to have. So, like, I get that, right? And that's why you see, I mean, it was electric. I'm not taking anything away. Still want to see see some more of this. You want to see him go deep in games. He did everything that you really would expect and ask for today. And again, above that. So excellent, excellent outing for Jared Jones. It doesn't help anyone who's suffering from hopium right now because the Pirates are undefeated. There's no reason they shouldn't go 162-0 this year, just based on seeing so far. I don't know. Again, like, I don't know. We want to go even further into Jared Jones. We probably could, but we also have another rest of the show to continue with.
Yeah.
I do want to make a shout out though. New member, Jonathan Cavall. Jathan. Appreciate it. Cavell, probably. I'm terrible with names.
Thank you,
Jonathan. Appreciate everyone else who's also been a member. Last night was awesome. So Jared Jones, amazing out there.
Yeah, just really strong performance.
Let's get to the offense. I want to get to the offense too. Let's keep this thing going because that was legit today. That really broke out. There was what, six hitters with multiple hits today?
Yeah. I don't know the exact number, but just in general.
So Connor Joe had three. Brian Reynolds had two. Cabrian Hayes had two. O'Neill Cruz had two.
Yeah.
Jared Triolo had two. And Michael A. Taylor.
Yeah.
Had two. By the way, Michael A. Taylor. Tyler. Hitting .333 on the year. Tyler.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of good stuff at the plate today.
16 hits.
Yeah. A lot of walks still, too. Like, not as many as yesterday, but. Does it not seem like the Pirates have found a way to get it done in three different ways at this point? Like, opening day, we saw the home runs. Yesterday, they did it by walks. Today, they just strung together hits. Like, we've seen it in all facets at this point at the plate. Today, they were just able to string it along. Like, they moved runners over, limited the strikeouts again. Really, that's been one of the more impressive parts these last 2 days for me. Lizardo kind of got to him and put him in a bind on opening day. But aside from that, yesterday, we didn't see much strikeout-wise today. Nine, I mean, it's up, but not outrageous. Like, they're putting the ball in place, and situational hitting has just been really good.
Yeah, like nine strikeouts in a game isn't terrible. I mean, if everyone had one strikeout, you know what I mean? Like, oh, okay, what else are you doing, though? And again, if they're going to collect hits like this, I'll take nine strikeouts all day long, every single game. It's really when you're getting into like the 12, the 13, the 14, right? And they're not stringing that together, the hits and such. Like, that's when it's a real problem. But nine strikeouts, especially in today's game, with the amount of at-bats they had. I mean, again, they had 43 at-bats today. Yeah. So nine strikeouts there, that's perfectly acceptable. But like, what I want to say too is, so again, it is also the Marlins rotation slash bullpen, which is a little bit taxed, which also going into tomorrow's game, even more taxed. What we talked about yesterday, like, it's even more taxed. This is all setting up nicely for the Pirates tomorrow as well, because their bullpen's looking pretty healthy and fresh. But yeah, so like, you know, this isn't, the lineup's not all that good for the Marlins, and the pitching side isn't really all that good with the Marlins outside of Lizardo because of the depth and issues they've had with the injuries and such. So, you know, like, you would expect them to hopefully get some hits, but they've done it. Like, this is the thing, like, when they're doing what they need to, you know what I mean? When it is a bad pitcher out there, they're getting to them, they're scoring runs, right? They're doing what you need them to do. They're finding ways to win. The first time they had to come back last night and today, like you said last night, that they were on the throat, and today they made sure as well. You know, like, they took the lead out early and they kept adding to it, and they won 9-3 today. So like, they're doing everything they need. And yeah, like, it's not even just the one home run that's helping. I mean, they're just stringing along hits. They're making it happen.
Yeah. They're kicking the can.
They're kicking the can.
The Ohioisms.
Management loved kicking the can, and now the lineup's kicking the can.
I mean, that's all they're doing. They're passing the baton, kicking the can, whatever you want to call it. Like, they're just moving on to the next guy. Everybody's, you know what really is making me happy at this point is it feels like I'm watching a lot of unselfish baseball. And what I mean by that is we saw it late in the game with Jack Sawinski as well. In a spot with two strikes at 2-2 count, it's a slider that's off the plate. That's a pitch that Jack Sawinski's taken last year. There's a good chance he's getting rung up on it. but there's guys in scoring position. It's going to score a run if he can just lift the ball and put it in play there. He gives himself up. They get a run out of it. Stuff like that, we're seeing a lot of. O'Neill Cruz going the other way with two strikes, and it's just a blooper. There's little things happening right now that I'm really, really liking what I'm seeing.
Let's talk a little bit about O'Neill in that sense, because we kept talking about the approach. Now, I have to bring it up. He hasn't looked good in many other ways. Mm-hmm. Defensively, I mean, we talked about the arm. He's really shown it. The base running, he's shown it. A little bit here with the glove, he's shown it. You know, he had the bobble today, although he showed off the arm, what that arm can do. Now, if he just didn't bobble it, you don't have to show off that arm. But in his instance, he showed what the arm can do, and it was spot on. So there's that. But he's been sloppy in a lot of ways, but he's come through a lot at the plate. And, like, overall, he's helped this team win ball games. That's for sure. Oh, yeah. The good has definitely outweighed the negative so far. But, yeah, like, he looks like he's just doing all the right things right now at the plate. And today, yeah. Two more hits. We're talking, I mean, I think it's going to be small sample. Like, until we hit May, I think small sample. So understand that. But again, like right now, O'Neill Cruz batting 357. Like, the guy's collecting hits right now.
Yeah. Just to not bring up, Pirates won 3-9-3, so I'm not going to bring up the defense of O'Neill Cruz today. But we did see him run, I believe he got the third on it. I can't remember exactly who it was, but somebody doubled. He ended up at third, but he was off on the pitch there.
It was Triolo,
so,
right?
Was it? Yes, Triolo, it was Triolo. That's right. But it was good to see him run a little bit there. We saw him score on a contact play that finally worked.
Yeah.
O'Neill Cruz in general, and something that we talked a little bit about in spring training, of just the personalities that the Pirates have collected. A more serious group that kind of just noses the grindstone type of guys. That big inning where they score three runs is really led by O'Neill Cruz beating out a double play.
There you go.
Do we see that previously? I don't know.
That's a good point. Because, I mean, I ironically joked about this yesterday, but Henry Davis did it yesterday as well.
Yeah.
So stuff like that becomes contagious. And again, like, stuff like that is exactly why we were talking about year after year about bringing in some vets.
Yeah.
Now, they don't really need it as much from the vets. I mean, there are some vets there, but like you said, like, the guys they have been bringing in, like the Henry Davises, you know, they have that mentality. And isn't it to say, like, you know, they got to find guys that everyone fall in line with, but that's why you want to have this nice mixture of people and not just a lot of young guys.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. Exco, give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. That's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Exco, give it to you. Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Give up. Order now at Acura.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
With chickens as a head cut off, like, right, not knowing what to do and such, you know? So yeah, that's a good point. I like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun loving guys on the team, but you do need some guys that are just going to keep the head down and go to work. You need them lunch pail guys.
Yeah.
And you need some of them. You need those fun loving guys to kind of take on that lunch pail mentality.
And they're there too. Yeah. It's a good mixture, like you say.
So yeah, that, just another thing I wanted to mention is that it just seems like in general, the hustle's been there and it seems like they're playing hard.
Can we get to the other guy on the offense here?
Yeah. I mean,
we talked about Jared Jones and hit the way he's looked, you know, pitching today, but can we talk about Cabrian Hayes again? Can we keep talking about Cabrian Hayes like every single day?
I hope.
This year presented, was the last 2 months legit from Cabrian? Because like we've seen this in spurts, right? And we all know the rookie season in 2020, what he had, but we've seen like the span of his career, what it's really looked like. And then like the past two, you know, months, of course, we understand like where did it come from? There's a discrepancy on like which hitting coach, where, who did what? Nobody knows. But is it legit? We saw a spring, great spring. Let's see what happens in the season. So far, Tyler, Cabrian Hayes looks so good. 110 today in the first inning, his first hit. I mean, he's hitting the ball so hard, so well. Two hits. So 108 and 110. His exit velocity stay on those two hits. MVP? Brother,
he's murdering baseballs right now. And the thing about it, like, he's pulling them. He's hitting it back up the middle. He's able to go the other way. Like, he looks really, really, really good at the plate right now. At this point, he's better at the plate than he is in the field.
I saw someone today actually say that. I was like, well, you know, if he could put together defensively, he might get some MVP votes.
Right. He's finally hitting well enough to be a Gold Glover.
Yeah. Hopefully this doesn't come at the expense of the defense, which I know it won't. But yeah, okay, so let's keep it going. I don't want to jump the gun. This is all the stuff you want us from Cabrian Hayes, because this literally, like, what he is doing. And we don't expect him to hit 357 the rest of the year.
Yes, we do.
I'm sorry. 462. That was,
yes,
that
I
was
do.
B Ray. We don't expect him to hit 462 the rest of the year. But if he presents this bat with that glove, this is how the Pirates can be that 80 some win team, right? You can't go into this expecting it. But like, if Cabrian Hayes can be this type of a hitter with that glove, you're talking about a 7-8 WAR player in him alone.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We might have been wrong about O'Neill Cruz being the next MVP of the Pirates. It might be Cabrian Hayes, because the way he's swinging the bat right now, he's playing at just an unsustainable pace, but really he hasn't skipped a beat since he came back last year and just heated up. Like,
right.
And that was kind of a concern. Was we've seen it before in spring, where he's hitting the ball hard everywhere. But to see it continue into the season after he finished the way he did, it's hard not to buy all the way in.
Yes. Again, I want to preface everything. This is all early season, all overreaction in a sense, right? We could be looking silly the middle of May. But so far, we have three games. We can only base this off three games. And again, like, this thing with Cabrian Hayes does go back to last August. And so far, so good is what we're getting at. And if this is legit from August on, and like, that's the thing. Like, nothing about this so far, like, is fluky. You know? No. Like, it really isn't fluky.
No.
That's what just kind of leads you to, you know, every day to believe a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more in Cabrian Hayes. And man.
Oh, if he finishes like April like this, I'm going to be obnoxious. Like, Cabrian Hayes is the greatest player ever.
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 So remember, if you're here, comment, hashtag raise it, because the Pirates have won 3 in a row. Hashtag raise it for your chance to win 2 Primanti sandwiches. If you haven't already, all one word, hashtag raise it. Yeah. I mean, let's go down the list here. Again, with Brian Reynolds looking pretty good as well. His spring wasn't all that good, but whatever. It's Brian Reynolds. He looked good today as well. Two hits, mm-hmm. two RBIs, and a walk.
Yeah. I think I've really liked what I've seen from Reynolds in general. He looks back to the old Reynolds that looks calm at the plate. And also, it's something I wonder how much could Brian Hayes, being who he's shown to be, is helping Brian Reynolds. Because having another guy around you that is actually an offensive threat has to do wonders for you.
It's one thing that like this team has certainly lacked on. We talk about, you know, at least last year it got to like about four guys in the top line. Now, of course, when Cruz went down again, that really hurt that. But, you know, it's like you had about four guys that you could worry about as a pitcher. And after that, not so much. And one of those guys take a day off, then you're down to like basically three, right? This year is certainly deep. And Cabrian is now part of that group.
And also, when you say worry about him, it wasn't really like a worry like you are about Cabrian Hayes right now, where he is murdering baseballs. Like, you have another guy that is a legitimate hitter right now. Not like an O'Neill Cruz that, yes, he's a threat, but you had like a week with him, and also he hadn't proven anything yet. Like, at this point, Cabrian Hayes is showing to be a legitimate hitter. So even just having another guy kind of carry the load for you has got to just feel so great. And he's swinging like it does.
Protection. Zlano's got. Yeah,
we're bringing that line of protection back.
and so again, like, I also want to go down to, I just have to say it. Like, Michael A. Taylor really didn't have any spring. And he's, I don't know. Again, like, he's showing something to me. Even like, he makes outs, they're loud outs and they help so far. He's making some contact. Yes, he strikes out, but like when he makes contact, he's making contact. I mean, yesterday went, 409, stayed in the ballpark because of Marlin, like the deepest part, went 409 yesterday. Today, again, like two more hits. He also talked about exit velocity, right? He had a 109.5. That's five guys hit the ball over 108 miles an hour today by the Pirates. I mean, they were just murdering the baseball. But Michael A. Taylor, one of those as well.
Yeah, he had a good day.
So nothing more?
No, he had a good day. Nothing more?
Just trying to serve up this
good for him
platter to you.
I'm glad he had a good day. Helps Pirates.
So nothing so far. Nothing leaning. Nothing like, hey, maybe I'll eat some of my words.
Look, man, it's been three games. We can't get ahead of ourselves.
So for him, it's just three games. I love it, Tyler. Love it. Yes, as Cody says, Tyler sucks. All right, so I want to also talk about this guy here as well. I mean, he did go 0 for 2. You talked about him not seeing the ball yesterday. You got a few comments about how can you say that it's only been two games. He does go 0 for 2 today, does draw a walk, does draw a hit by pitch as well. So my over is looking kind of good there, Tyler. Henry Davis, any difference to him right now that from yesterday's standpoint?
In terms of the swing, I haven't seen it yet. And once again, it could just be being in Miami. It could be the arms he's seeing. I don't know. Maybe the next series he comes out and lights it up. But right now, I don't see him squaring the ball up very well. He's swinging through a lot of fastballs. He is doing really well at laying off-speed stuff out of the zone, which is leading to these walks. So it's nice to see, even if he's not maybe squaring everything up, he's still able to be productive because he's walking at a very good rate right now.
So what I want to say to that is absolutely, you know, and that's one thing, like he is a good hitter. He draws walks. Like, he does all those things right too. And like, this kind of reminds me of Kutch. When Kutch would go through those slumps, which I think like last year in July, like he had a pretty big slump. He still finds ways to be productive because he still gets on base. And that's kind of like what Henry Davis is doing in this very small sample. Once again, right? Like, he, to your point, not seeing the ball great, not squaring up, but he's still finding ways to get on base, whether just by late standing there and getting hit or by actually seeing, you know, laying off the bad pitches and drawing walks. So, yeah, he got on base three times today, two by, again, walk and then hit by pitch. No hits today. So 16 hits by the entire team, none by Henry Davis, the only player to not get a hit today.
Yeah, you just want to see some loud contact out of him at some point here, I think. Hopefully soon.
Yeah. And I believe in it.
It's coming. Yeah. I'm not like super concerned by it. It's just, it's the post game show and we got to talk about what we're seeing. So at this point, I'm just hoping to see some loud outs, singles, doubles, probably not triples, and hopefully over the wall by Henry Davis.
There you go. Might see some triples. I don't know. You saw that speed yesterday.
He does run pretty well.
Like I said, he's got that deceptive speed.
Deceptive, gym rat, that guy, coach's kid, that type of guy.
Yep. Yeah, like I'm thinking back in the game. I guess let's go back to the bullpen. We'll finish it out.
Yeah.
You like to poo-poo on Michael A. Taylor. Got that out the way. Your Michael A. Taylor of 2023 was Ryan Borucki. Ryan Borucki goes in there, scoreless, 0.2 innings, has one hit, but another strikeout. No walks. That whip still looking good. I took the under. But, I mean, he comes in. Hunter Stratton comes in.
Yeah.
And then, like, Hernandez, who got his save, is on this team just simply because of Ronzi and his paternity. He's looked solid to me in the outings. And then David Bednar. I think the most important thing to talk about with the bullpen especially is David Bednar did come in. I know it was meaningless at that point in time, but the fact that he came in shows he is healthy, because I think a lot of people were wondering the past two games when he wasn't like available and didn't pitch and such. Does come in today, does pitch. One inning strikeout. And it was what, 11 pitches, I think.
Yeah. I mean, not many. Really efficient today.
Yeah. 14, my bad. 14.
Yeah. Pitches. He was under 15. So. Something good to see in case he's needed tomorrow.
Right.
Matt Cass was talking about it on the broadcast. Good to see him command the off speed stuff. He looked like normal David Bednar, which is really. It's really good to see, man, because that's one guy you don't want to lose, especially with Holderman down right now.
That's a good point.
Really, and in general, you don't want to lose Bednar ever.
Well, I mean, yeah, like you don't want to lose him. I think this team is in a better situation this year that if you were to lose him, they can recover and recoup. Now, right now with Holderman out, it's a little bit harder. Of course, Moretta is already out for the year. But I guess the biggest thing is the fact that like he didn't have much of a spring because of injury. You hear he's fine. He makes the team, right? And then he's not available the very first game.
Right.
And it's like, uh-oh. Like, you know, red flags up. Why? And, of course, he didn't really have the opportunity to go out there yesterday. Certainly didn't need to go out there today as well. But they get him in there, get him some work. He looked fine. Puts me, and I'm sure everyone, at ease. David Bednar appears to be okay. He is pitching in Major League Baseball games. So, good to see. And he was effective.
Right. You can take a sigh of relief there.
Yes. Yes. So, and again, like if you're thinking about tomorrow's game, which by the way, Bailey Falter takes the mound tomorrow, could be a bullpen type game.
Yeah.
He did only throw 14. Chapman certainly rested. I mean, pretty much the entire bullpen is rested and ready to go. So that bodes well. And especially also coming, I think, Tuesday's an off day, right? They play Monday, they're off Tuesday, I think. Still helps out, though. An off day's coming. I believe it's Tuesday, though.
Just to fact check you real quick, that would be Sunday. Yes, Tuesday is an off day.
There it is. So there you go. So that helps out. So at that rate,
Also, just one more thing to add on that, and that's why the Jared Jones start is really important, because you have Bailey Falter coming up tomorrow. Your bullpen's rested. Getting 5 2/3 out of Jared Jones today helps a whole lot, especially when you see the Marlins starter go 4 innings. They're a lot more beat up than you are. They put themselves in a really good spot to sweep this series here.
Right. Fully agree. And here's the thing, too. If the bats are like this, Bailey Falter could have what you kind of think Bailey Falter might give. They're going to score 9 runs. That certainly helps Bailey Falter. So, right. But yeah, so there's tomorrow. Again, Bailey Falter's on the mound. Anything else you want to talk about with this game?
No, I want to give a sandwich away.
Let's do it then. Let's do it. So here it is. As always, like, where's your last time? If you haven't yet, comment, hashtag raise it. You'll be entered in to win potentially 2 free Permanente sandwiches. So I'm going to add it now, Tyler. We ready to do this?
Time.
Let's go. Let's go. Now remember, this takes a while.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to think someone won it four times.
Hold on.
This is rigged.
Wait a second. Okay, listen, this isn't rigged, I promise. But Gabe has won two out of the three times so far.
Gabe, you better take us to dinner.
And Hayes of Permani sandwiches.
Gabe, you owe us dinner at Permani's.
Well, hey.
Congratulations, Gabe.
There you go. Congratulations, Gabe. I will give you your sandwiches once again. You don't have to send me your email. I'm sorry, your address, because I know what it is. There you go. Hogging up all the Permani sandwiches.
That's fantastic.
Right. Well, there you have it. So I guess that wraps up our third NS9 postgame show powered by Permani's. Any last words?
No, just let's go get a sweep tomorrow, man.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Start off the year 4-0.
And
we might be looking foolish with our over-unders.
Yeah, we might.
Or win totals.
I will gladly look foolish. And you got Jim and Doug tomorrow, I believe.
I think so, yeah.
Sounds right.
So there's that. We're out of here. Thanks, everyone, for watching. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Hopefully with another dub and two more sandwiches. Bye-bye.
Peace out, Scouts.
Hey, you all. Thank you for watching. I know we try to provide the most entertaining content that we can, and we'd love to spread it to as many people as possible. So I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but if you could take the 5 seconds to like this video and subscribe to the page, it helps out so much more than you know. Thank you, and let's go Bucks.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.